The Central College basketball teams were in action on Saturday inside of Kuiper Gymnasium. The Dutch women fell 71-43 to number 2 Wartburg, while the Central men held on for a 66-61 win. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from that men's basketball victory as heard live on 92.1 KRLS, and I'll catch up with Dutch head coach Joe Steinkamp.
The team's studs will go head-to-head in the center circle. Williams and Van Gorp, the ball is in the air, and we are underway with Central and Wartburg men's basketball here on 92.1 KRLS and the Central Dutch Network. 3.5 minutes in, and here's Williams. Double team comes over, stolen away by Shipper. Central looking to run. Kick out. Curran, catch and shoot three. Boom! Bradley Curran for three, and Central bolting out of the gate to a 15-8 lead. They'll get a second chance. It's Besh for three. Too strong, no good. Rebound by Aiden Stoltz for Central. Aiden pushes it ahead to Caleb Brand. Crossover dribble to his left. Body contact hanging in the air and scores. Caleb Brand back-to-back Central buckets. 23-11 Dutch.
Yeah, he's showing his ability to score in a variety of ways. The last possession off 2 feet, that one off one.
And now a steal. 2-on-1 ahead. Layup. No good, and from the rafters, Taylor Burks slams in the putback. 25-11 Central. On the other end, Ludwig's shot won't go. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, blocked by Burks, who rips out the rebound, pushes it ahead. Caleb Brand flushes it home, and Central with the double-digit lead, 50-40.
I love the physicality that Burks has come into this game with. Obviously, replacing Van Gorp here for a stretch, and he has done a great job being physical.
Van Gorp, double team, wide open Brand, it slips through his hands. He's double teamed, kicks it back out, and a drive by Shipper inside. Basket and one again! Owen Shipper, another chance at a three-point play as Central stretches its lead back to five.
Initially, looked like it was going to be a disappointing possession for Central. Van Gorp finds the cutting Brand at the hoop, who just lets the ball slip through his hands. But on the kickout, Shipper makes another big play.
Curran around a Van Gorp screen on the elbow. Gets it inside to Josh. Through a double team and scores! Central a two-possession lead. 66-61.
Central is 13 of 19 at the free throw line, and Curran misses the front end of the 1-1. So a little life for Wartburg here, but they've got to get something real quick. It's Rosenblum for three off the backboard, no good. Williams the rebound, misses the shot. Van Gorp clears the rebound, and Central will be able to dribble it out. The Dutch survive. Final score, Central 66, Wartburg 61.
We're catching up with Joe Steinkamp, the head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, after a 66-61 win over Wartburg here on Saturday afternoon inside of Kuiper Gymnasium. And coach, it wasn't pretty necessarily tonight, but you found a way to get it done. What'd you think about this one?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It wasn't pretty. It was kind of a stressful game there. We felt like we were defending them at a pretty high level. And one thing I'm proud of is I didn't know if we could win a game like this in the 60s. You know, our defense has been a little bit inconsistent this year, but fortunately we've shot the ball so well and we scored so much, it's kind of hidden some of that. But tonight, when the three-pointers weren't falling, and I thought Wartburg did a really good job on Van Gorp, making his touches difficult and really double-teaming him, we were able to find a different way to win on the defensive end.
Well, let's talk about the three-point shooting and the, you know, kind of intestinal fortitude to fight through that, because it's not like you were jacking up, you know, fall away, fade away, you know, two guys in your, you know, you were getting open looks, inside, kick out, wide open threes, and just not falling. How challenging is that to fight through it when you know you're doing what you want to do, you just can't get it to drop?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I think that's where the toughness really showed. I think we got a couple offensive rebounds during some of those plays late. I think Owen Shipper had a couple and ones in a sequence. You know, we were able to get Josh the ball different ways. It wasn't all post-ups. He got some seals. He got some transition. So I'm just really proud of just finding different ways to win. Everything's easy when the shots are going in. But I think when you see a team be able to win a conference game against a really good team, when things don't go your way, I think that's what we really want to build on.
Josh picked up his fourth foul with 7 or 8 minutes left in the game. Can you talk about how you managed that down the stretch to keep him involved but not risk fouling him out?
Yeah, it was good. In the first half, we took him out. You know, he doesn't come out very much, and he hasn't been in foul trouble this season yet. So I thought in the first half when he went out, our guys responded with a run, and our guys did a good job in the second half. And until the kind of a late in the game when they really hurt us on the defensive glass when he was out first stretch, and that's when we really had to bring him back in. And then he was able to play smart and get some of those 50-50 rebounds and kind of secure the game.
We're talking with Joe Steinkamp, head coach of the Central College men's basketball team. Wartburg's Marshawn Williams averages 27.5 points per game. He was limited tonight to just 9. Part of that, he picked up 3 fouls in the first half, but you were all over him defensively. 4 of 16, and he was only 1 of 8 from 3. What was so effective against their star?
I think Carson Weedy was the biggest reason. You know, he's kind of our wing stopper, and even though Williams plays the 5, he's such a perimeter 5. We decided to put Carson on him, and he did a great job. And when he did, you know, Williams has a couple inches on him, and when he did get him in the post, we sent some double teams throughout the game, and I thought Owen Shipper was really good with his doubles. He got some steals. He got some deflections. We forced Williams into 4 turnovers as well. So just giving him different looks. You're never going to completely take away a player as good as him, but I thought we did a good job of just keeping him off balance.
You said at the top that you weren't sure if you could win a game in the league like this in the 60s. How much confidence does this give to you and your team, you know, knowing that there's a whole gauntlet of this league left to go this year?
Yeah, I hope it does. I mean, we talk about defense a lot, and we know we need to grow in that area. And it's against a really good offensive team. You know, Wartburg really scores the ball. They're really efficient on offense. They spread you out. They play 5 three-point shooters in most of their lineups. And that's what teams, you know, keep trying to do against us is try to get our bigs out of the lane, get Josh out of the paint. So we're just really proud of our guys to be able to dig in and you know, go against one of the best scorers in the league and really shut them down. And then also do that without letting all their three-point shooters get off too. So they didn't shoot it well from 3. But I thought we did a great job of contesting them, and they were late clock threes, and they were over length and over contest. So just a good team defensive win.
You won't play another conference game until January 4th at Co. Between now and then, next Saturday, you're home against Wisconsin-Platteville, have some time off for the holidays, and then go to the Loras Holiday Classic to play North Central of Minnesota and Alma of Michigan. What are you hoping to accomplish here in these next few weeks before we get into that league part of the schedule in January?
Yeah, we have finals next week, so we'll be able to take a couple days off and just kind of regroup. Platteville, I think they're number 6 in the country right now, so it'll be a really good another test that will play us a lot different. They're actually one of the few teams that we played last year that didn't double team in the post. They have some big guys that are that can kind of match Josh size-wise. And you know, they beat us in a tough game last year at their place. So we're excited to be able to play against that caliber opponent. And we'll continue to add different things. We keep finding kind of new defenses that teams keep throwing at to slow down our paint game and our three-point shooting. So we're just learning, and it's really fun to be able to win a lot of different ways and be able to score versus a lot of different type of schemes.
Hey, thanks for coming up and chatting, Coach. Congratulations on a big win.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Trevor.
All right, that's Joe Steinkamp, head coach of the Central College men's basketball team. Final score here on Saturday afternoon, Central 66, Wartburg 61.